Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, Jermaine Johnson? Tune in to Turn on the Jets podcast.
Hey, this is Vinny Pasquantino of the Kansas City Royals. Make sure you tune into the Turn on the Jets podcast. Everybody, welcome back to the Turn on the Jets podcast. I'm your host, Will Parkinson, at WillPod11 on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Just me today. We're going to do a quick 10 minutes Bills-Jets preview next week. We'll have, actually three episodes next week, previewing Jets-Lions. Obviously, I've said this a million times on the pod, this year, but, this is quite literally probably the biggest game, biggest Jets game in a very long time. Obviously, last week was a big game, NFC game, though, doesn't mean quite as much. Would have been nice to obviously get the victory, looking back again, obviously, a game the Jets should have had. I thought Mike White was good, not great, that he was, not quite as accurate as, he's been in the past. Obviously, the Jets did not, should have, in the red zone, have to finish that, whether it's play calling. I thought it was some interesting, to say the least, play calling, but then I thought some of the play calls that did work, the Jets didn't execute. Braxton Berrios catches a screen pass instead of, turning upfield and kind of following his blockers, turns back outside, gets George Fanton a block in the back, or obviously the drop at the end. Garrett Wilson slips on a play that looks like it would have been there. Overall, again, that Vikings game may haunt the Jets, similar to the two Patriots games where they were clearly the better team, but didn't execute, to the best of their ability, obviously. And, you just look back at it and think, man, this team really could be 9-3, maybe 10-2 with, different quarterback play and different execution in those three games. Looking forward to this Buffalo game. We kind of talked about it earlier in the week. Did the Jets need this game? No, not to make the playoffs. If they want to have this division race back on and host a potential playoff game, they have to win on Sunday. I do think it's interesting. You look at this game, Jets 9.5, 10 points. I think it's up to 10 points now, double digit underdogs. I think that spread feels crazy to me. I haven't seen one person pick the Jets nationally, and I wasn't necessarily expecting to, but I don't know that, I'd likely pick the Bills and probably a 27-24 or 24-20 type of game. But to think the Jets have no chance on Sunday is crazy to me. Look, they're going to get, Zach Wilson played fine against the Bills last time. He still threw for 150 yards. He just wasn't really asked to do much. The Jets are going to have to turn Josh Allen over. They're going to have to get pressure on him. They're going to have to do a good job of, not letting Stephon Diggs beat them again. Justin Jefferson had the one, one big catch for a touchdown, which was just a beautiful route, against the Vikings. But in all, they, held him in check. Jets are going to have to, James Cook is a guy, going to last game, it was, can the Jets, shut down Dawson Knox, Gabe Davis? That's still the case, but, from a Jets defense perspective, can you get pressure with four, as they've been doing? I'd like to see a little bit, more maybe from Carl Lawson. I know he had the big sack. Feels like he's kind of had some slow starts to games. You're obviously going to need guys like Bryce Huff, Sheldon Rankins, and others to kind of supplement what you get from Quinnen Williams, Carl Lawson, and John Franklin Myers in that defensive line. Secondary wise, can the safeties play well again? If you remember, Jordan Whitehead had the interception. He also dropped an interception, against the Bills last time that could have changed the game. So, can you get good play from him? Can you get some good linebacker play as well? CJ Mosley had a really nice game. Just felt like they had a lot of injuries. A lot of guys ended up coming back into the game against the Bills last time. They lost Sheldon Rankins last time. CJ Mosley went out, momentarily. you know, defensively, can you hold the Bills to 20, 24 points? You know, again, can you turn Josh Allen over one, two times? Can you hold him to three in the red zone as opposed to seven? You know, those are things that I think if you're a Jets fan, that's what you're kind of hoping for from a defensive side of the ball. Special teams wise, can you pop one nice return, get them in field position? You know, can Barrios get a 40-yard return on a kickoff? Can he get a 20-yard return on a punt where they're starting at the Bills 45 and all they have to do is get a one first down and get a field goal, at the worst? And can you make kicks again? Can you not have a bad punt? Braden Mann, did not have the best start to last Bills game, slipped on the kickoff. I know the Jets intercepted it down the red zone there on that first drive, but can you not have that stuff happen? Can you play an A-level special teams game? Can you play a B-plus to A-minus level defensive game? And then, offensively, you look at the Jets, the Bills are potentially without Jordan Phillips. They're obviously potentially without Matt Milano, which would be huge. Jordan Poyer is back, but again, no Von Miller, who made a huge play in that game. So, if you're the Jets.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Can you run the football well? It's Donovan Knight, it's Ty Johnson, it's Michael Carter. I doubt we see James Robinson the way he's kind of looked the last couple of weeks, just not the same amount of juice he had really even, except for that one Bills drive. And, it didn't feel like he's had a lot of juice since he's gotten here. I'm not sure what the reason for it, but, maybe he's not fully healthy right now, but, Zonovan Knight's given them some really nice pop in the run game. Again, Ty Johnson's done a good job as kind of that receiving back with some speed on some outside zone stuff. And then Michael Carter had a really nice game, game against the Bills last time. And, hopefully we'll be back again Sunday. I should be back again Sunday. He's not on the injury report anymore. And then it comes down to Mike White, this offensive line. George Fant's looked better, looked better since he came back. Obviously, we got the news Max Mitchell, is out for the year with blood clots, I believe in his legs and his lungs, or his chest area. So, obviously very scary there, but thankfully the Jets were able to catch that. And, and he's going to be shut down for the year, but George Fant being back is huge, obviously. Can Mike White do a good enough job? Don't turn the football over. Maybe it's one interception, but, take care of the football, make those decisive reads, push the ball down the field when he's got the opportunity to. You've seen Garrett Wilson, you've seen Elijah Moore, Denzel Mims, Corey Davis make some big time catches, some big time plays. They do need the tight ends, I feel like, to get involved a little bit today. On Sunday, I don't feel like Tyler Conklin's been, has had some nice moments. Sunday was not one of them. You could give him two or three drops, on Sunday, and hopefully, we don't see that again. CJ Uzama's been sure-handed. He's been a nice player. They don't target him a lot. It feels like one, two times a game on third down. You'd like to see that, maybe a tight end screen or two. And, again, can you get some good production from this offensive line? Give Mike White some time, get the ball out quickly. And then when you take the, when you have the chance, take advantage, obviously. Trey White is back for the Bills, but, I feel like anyone can match up with Garrett Wilson right now is a good matchup for the Jets. So, and again, from the coaching perspective, they got to start fast. Is this game impossible to win? No. Are they heavily, are they heavy underdogs? Absolutely. But I think the guys in that locker room kind of like it that way. It feels like, last time they beat the Bills, running off the field, everyone, 7.5-point dogs at home. That's all they're talking about. So again, they're the second biggest underdogs this weekend based on, this Vegas spread. No one's picking them. Jets win this football game with the schedule the Bills have coming up and the schedule the Jets have coming up. They're in the front, they're in the driver's seat to potentially win the division. Like, that's how big this game could be. Again, you lose this game, you're looking at, can we get that 6th or 7th seed potentially? That's obviously where you kind of feel like the Jets are going to be slotted in at. A goal is kind of to get to 10 wins right now. Obviously, the Raiders losing on Thursday night kind of took them out of the race. It feels like the Chargers and Dolphins play Sunday night. If the Chargers lose again, it feels like they're, very much on the outside looking in. And then New England, obviously, on Monday night against Arizona, if they lose, it's kind of the Jets in the Jets' control, Miami and the Jets, fighting for seeding at that point. So if you're the Jets, obviously, though, you like to avoid Kansas City, like to avoid going up to Buffalo, you know, the wild card week. And obviously, you want to get into the playoffs, you know, no matter what. But, you know, overall, huge game on Sunday. Right now, it looks like it could be some snow in the forecast up in Buffalo. So, you know, that'll make for a that'll make for an aesthetically pleasing football game. But again, can Mike White, you know, show up, not play the game he obviously had last year where, you know, it was 10-3, I believe, going in the half or at half, and the Jets fumbled and it kind of all crumbled down, and, you know, they ended up losing Mike White through four picks. Can that not happen again? Can you get something similar to the Vikings performance? Obviously, you'd love the performance against the Bears or Bengals. You know, and can you find a way to squeak out a win by any means necessary in Buffalo and come back to, you know, two home games in 4 days against Detroit and Jacksonville? And, you know, can you find your way to 10 win being 10-5 going into week 17 in Seattle? You know, worst case, you know, you'd like to see yourself at 9-6, you know, going into that game, but, and only having to win one of these two, but one of those two, but I really think they got to get, you know, one of the two between Seattle and Buffalo, and you'd love to take care of business now. And take care of, you know, take care of Buffalo. You'd have a, you know, an advantage over them. Obviously, you'd be sweeping them, which is really hard to do. It's hard to beat a team twice, especially a division rival. But again, big game Sunday. We'll be back post game Sunday, and, you know, again, three pods, you know, next week. So appreciate everybody for listening. Talk to you guys next week and enjoy the game.